Yo, check, check, check. Mic check, 1, 2. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Yes, indeedy. My mic? I've got a microphone. No, like mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. All right. My name is Woot Master. I'm going to spin some 100 BPM glitch hop stuff, and then I'll do my raps. All righty. Let's get it started. James over here playing bass guitar live with a set. Alright, here we go.
We'll be right back.
Okay, I'm like King Tom now. Yeah, I'm about to find
We'll be right back. zone, and I ain't coming back. See, nobody knows where I'm about to take it. Reality's slipping, but there's nowhere you can face it. I'm always coming up with something fresh and something new to relieve the stress. Tune your ears to anywhere that's culprit and take your hand and raise a middle finger up. A middle finger rock.
DJing, sometimes I do a few raps, so next few minutes I'm gonna play y'all some of the songs I've written and rap along.
Take two.
Alright, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. Whoo! 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 And MLP, if you guys are listening, this is a shout out to MLP. Scruffy can't stop us, man. Scruffy can't stop us. Oh. Oh, right. Alright, here we go, here we go. Whoo! right, I hope y'all liked that one. All right, let's get right back into the next one. Y'all might recognize a certain unicorn that's featured in this one. But of course, I'm going to spoil it right at the beginning. Everybody knows the world famous Vinyl Scratch. From shows out shows to DJs blows, scrubs. But today, I want to go back. Back before the fame, back before Octavia. Back when you were just a little red-eyed thing. That went by the name of Scratch. Growing up as a snot-nosed foe, electric blue mane and fur like snow. Yo, winters was always cold in that orphanage with nowhere else to go. It wasn't good, but it wasn't bad, as long as you didn't think about mom and dad and why they left you here, only to be ignored, cause you got the same eye colors as Discord. Wagons, cockatrices, and manicores. Every pony always thought you was planning for some terrible evil beyond mention, when all that you needed was some love and attention. Damn, but it kinda made sense that you getting ignored came from they ignorance. It was a blank slate until one little drum toy changed your whole fate. Wait. You talking about little old Scratch? Yeah, she used to stay over here at the orphanage a long time ago. She was always tapping on that stupid drum toy. Had to kick her ass out sometimes. But she never did stop tapping though. You brought her up. I wonder what happened to that little old filly. Well, every week, you just got better. Playing all it. It's on that little drum note simply. But to you, it might as well have been a symphony. Written on your drum for hours on end. Until you added book sticks, glasses, and then you knew your whole damn world could be an instrument. You didn't give a damn that you were different. Every week, things got better. Playing outside in that Maine hat weather. A few ponies started stopping to watch you play. If you was lucky, you might even get some bits away. But day after day, it went like this. The rhythm you beat always brought you bliss. It could've went like this forever, and you wouldn't have cared. Until a certain DJ man saw you sitting there. Ha, I'll never forget the first time I seen that little filly out there banging drums on the sidewalk. The way that she carried the rhythm, I knew she could be something special. Nobody gave her a chance because of her eyes. Well, fuck that. I gave her a chance. And that mare's name was Starlight Spice, but every pony else called her DJ Light. She could see it in your eyes that you was a beat fiend, and with a little help, you could be the next queen. So she took your ass down to the Dragon's Den, the only club in Manhattan that was happening. And in the middle of a set, she put you up on stage and told you to just play, even though you was afraid. And nervous as hell, you hardly knew what you was doing. Started playing your mix and thought you were booing. Opened up your eyes to see the dance floor moving. The crowd loved you, every pony was grooving. In the end, you had killed the place. Starlight smiled and put her glasses on your face. She pointed at your flank, and even though it was dark, you could see a music note, your cutie mark. That's the story of Vinyl Scratch. All right, we're gonna keep it moving. All right, how's it going? It's in this one right here. Yeah. Are we getting it up? Is it in a good place? Whew. All right. I guess I'll just put my voice closer to the mic. Okay. Yeah. A guy named Glowflank gave me this beat, and he let me do a little foolishness over it. And it's called From Dusk to Dawn, Funky House. Yeah. All right, let's get it started. On a beat this right, you can never go wrong. Funky House Part 2 was the name of the song. Thank you. Thank you. Almost. We almost got there. All right. All right. Here we go. Y'all may recognize this one if you like listening to hip hop or rap. Episode. I just can't remember them all. What am I doing? What am I watching? Oh yeah, that's right, My Little Pony, My Little Pony. Friendship is magic right now, man, and that's how it's gonna be till it's over, till it's over. But it's far from over. Yeah, Whoop Master's here, that's right, I'm not stopping. I just had to get off my lazy flank and finish flopping. Original brony rappers, yeah, y'all used to go so hard, but now we at the royal palace. It's time to change the guard. And now that I'm on my game, it feels like nothing else can hurt me. I'm about to screw the game like Yamino screwed over Derby. I refuse to bite my tongue. I'm not a love intolerator. This is the real dang deal. This isn't a thread simulator. Now where I start this thing, I guess there really ain't no telling. I just score gifts like Bateman. I'll screw up like Tory Spelling. Let the haters come bringing their ignorance and rapture. Their words ain't getting through. I guess they didn't type the capture. But that's a moot point since now I'm spaghetti squirting. Sometimes being a brony makes me feel like a burden. But I'm willing to do it, carry it all on my back till this thing gets played out like freaking gas. I know way too many ponies' names right now that I didn't know last year. I think I know them all. I swear it feels like the last few months. I done seen every episode. I just can't remember it all. What am I watching? What am I watching? Oh yeah, that's right, My Little Pony, My Little Pony. Friendship is magic right now, man, and that's how it's gonna be till it's over, till it's over. But it's far from over, yeah. First off, I gotta give all thanks to Lauren Faust. If it wasn't for what she did, a lot of people would be lost. Even though she left the show, her love lives on. You can't even separate them, Lyra and Bon Bon. I'm about to go psycho, pink Amina on this fandom. All I need is knives and the urge to kill at random. Or more like Tracy Cage, slightly touched in the head. The day that I stop rapping is the day Seth goes to bed. And speaking of insomnia, even I can't sleep. This Equestria girl's thing is about to make a brony freak. But if this is the end, I won't panic, I won't mope. I'ma ride it till it break down like Babs Apple Float. Freaking Ron Paul, he said we could've stopped it. Now we got no choice but to sit down and watch it. No matter what happens, I had fun serving Celestia. See you lovely gentlemen in Equestria. What am I watching? What am I watching? Oh yeah, that's right, My Little Pony, My Little Pony. Friendship is magic. Now introducing my boy Crash to the stage. He whipped up a little beat, and we're gonna do a little something to it. We're gonna do a little something. All right, here we go. All right, whenever you're ready. And All right. Whew. All right, are you guys having a good time? Are you having a good time? Tell me if y'all, while you're waiting in line, you can dig down to my funky rhymes. Yeah. I'm over here at Fiesta Equestria, and I just want to thank everybody. I want to thank Dietz, everybody, for giving me a chance. Give me a chance to come up here and spit my rhymes and play my lines. Thank you, everybody. Whoopmaster's gonna make it. Whew. All right. That's right. Ha. All right. Yeah, I wrote this one just a while ago in the hotel room. Just a little while ago. Just a little while ago. Yeah. This song comes in with a creeping veneer. I'm Woot Master with Crash B here. I've got the story and he's got the gear. So we gonna match it up and such as you can fear. He uses reason and I use FL. Two different worlds, but you couldn't really tell. It shouldn't use math. Do what you do if you do it well. The sins come from heaven, I'ma take you to hell. Yeah, this is the story of an evil king. He started off nice, he was good and clean. A hard working coach, he could never be mean. You never guess where his future will lean. But right now we're gonna go back to the past. Before a nightmare tried to make the night last. Before Discord was defeated with a blast. A time when he was just young and bad, yeah. I was a young scientist in great. With the first time and it's us in grain, yeah. Oof. Oh, man. Oof. Oof. Man, I choked up. So his intelligence was fiendish. He invented things to a total work of genius. He found out how to start magic in his jewels. If he could use the power like a car uses fuel. He was noticed by Philly, pretty as a dove. Full of adoration, she could only think of love. But he was too busy to think of man. So she decided she was making care. Ha, she knew how to make the concoctions. Dangerous things that turned you noxious. She wanted him bad, so she got a notion. And invented the very first love potion. Ha. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. We just gonna let it ride. Oh man. So busy that he couldn't even think about what it was, so he gulped it down. His heart exploded in love and he drowned. She's drunken too, but she's drunk too much. A childish crush became a crippling crush. Her hair began to rot, holes melted in her legs. Skin like an insect, belly full of eggs. His mind cracked, horn turned around. Stars of love and energy, eyes bloodshot. That sickening love was doomed from the start. They drove them mad, so they split apart. His heart and throws them in stone. He'd rather feel nothing than ever feel alone. He used his new power. power to take the throne. The Crystal Empire grew from his home. Oh man, there you go. The story of King Samba and his love, Queen Chrysalis, and the creation of the Crystal Empire and the world's first love potion. Thank you. Oh, yeah. All right. Thank you, Crash, for giving me the beat. And thank you guys for lending me ears. Huh. All right. I'm going to top it off with one more. One more. Yeah. Woo! Woo! Oh my god, grown fans of My Little Pony? Please tell me this is a joke, man. This sounds too phony. How can they like that girl to crap? They gotta be loopy. What do they even do? Have tea parties with their little hoofies? Wait a minute, you mean Lauren Faust worked on it? That's interesting. See, I like the other stuff she did. Still, I got bad memories of ponies from a while ago. I had to suffer through their toy commercials just to get to shows. And besides, what kind of fans are they anyway? I guess I could just stereotype them as pedo or gay. I'm confident that my tastes are superior, and I feel better about myself when I call others inferior. Wait a minute, did they combine ponies with what I like? How dare they create a fan video? They have no right. See, I left the thumbs down on the video just to let them know. Although that one they called Pinkie Pie was kind of cute, though. I mean, no, I'm not starting to like ponies. Nah, man, never me. I'm a man. I don't like pony stuff, man. Confound these ponies with their shiny eyes and candy hair. I can't seem to escape the things. They're popping up everywhere. Join the herd, I'd rather join a mental institute. I wish and hope and pray that I never turn into you. Know why these guys like it. I'ma sit and watch an episode. Getting some knowledge on this thing couldn't really hurt me. But Jesus Christ, that theme song is kind of cringe worthy. So I'm watching it, and the animation ain't too bad. The voice work on the little pony girls is actually kind of rad. I wonder if the rainbow one is a chick or a dude. And I can identify with the purple one's cynical attitude. I'm on episode 23. What the hell is wrong with me? Just like that, I think I'm almost finished with season one, and I'm looking forward to seasons two and three when I'm done. All right, just chill. I can keep this on the down low. This will be my horrible secret. No one must ever know. I don't care if it makes me a massive hypocrite. It's a really fun cartoon, so I should be allowed to indulge a bit. Every time I try to resist ponies, I end up failing. I just created a comment account on Equestria Daily. I'm seriously considering making a main six my wives, and I'm downloading some. to stifle. I'll mess you up if you say something bad about my waifu. I'm beginning to worry over silly little pretty things like whether a magic purple unicorn grows a pair of wings. Afro's humanization used to make me mad, but once I saw a question of girls, it actually wasn't that bad. Falling so far never really was my intention. At least I'm not a brony rapper at a My Little Pony convention. I love these pony eyes with their shiny eyes and candy hair. I don't want to escape them. I hope they pop up everywhere. Me and Pink Amina, we chilling in the Institute. Because the fact of the matter was, I was always you.
And now I'm slowly turning into you. And now I'm slowly turning into you.
All you have to do is take a cup of flour, add it to the mix. Take a little something sweet, not sour. Thank you. Thank you. All right. That was my raps. I'm Mood Master. Thank you for letting me do a few raps, even though I messed up some. Thanks, guys. It was really fun. And I hope you guys enjoy the rest of the convention. All right. All right. All right. Well, I'm going to do one more that I forgot to do, an encore. And after that, I'll spin it up. All right. All right. Yow. Watching season one of Ponies, everything was so fresh and new. And with each episode, our happiness just grew and grew. With Faust and Graham, Tabitha, Ashley, and Tara Strong, man, everything was good. The show could do no wrong. We didn't argue over every little plot hole. We was way too busy joking about plot holes. So happy to watch these little ponies learn and grow that we forgot this is just a little girl show. After season one, we went through the hiatus. It was hard for the fans, but they made it. After season one, the fandom grew up overnight. New bronies were created up, down, left, and right. This thing became a bandwagon, and that was the start. Then people started taking love and tolerance to heart. But the writing team loved us, and so they let us know. Did Derpy Who's just get named in the show? Well, we messed that up, but I'll speak on that another time. Shifting attitudes is the purpose of this rhyme. Our perception of the show became tainted and skewed. The high was wearing off, reality was rude. Suddenly the show wasn't the best thing ever. Screams of OOC, pandering, and Merryweather. Sure, the show was changing, but we changed even more. We grew divided and we lost the joy we had before. And man, I don't know, with all this Equestria Girls stuff and Hasbro going on and Lauren leaving the show, I believe in the writing team, but it just seems like things are really going off the rails. But we can do this. We're going to pull it through. Season 4 is going to come. Twilight Corn, all of that. And I'm still glad to say I still love watching My Little Pony, and I think we've been distracted by a bunch of phonies. Everybody says that the whole fandom's dying, but if that means less stupid people in it, I ain't crying. Maybe it's time that we got back to basics. Appreciate the show for what it is, without inflating things out of proportion. Just have fun, but be prudent. From Rootmaster to the fan sign, your faithful student. Woo! Alright. And now for some dubstep. Alright, Crash D is gonna come on and help me out. Gonna do a little something something. And we gonna do it. That is true. Well, but I'm Wootmaster, and this here is Crash D, providing the creepy vibes and the synthesizer. And we're going to get it going. Whenever they feel like... Go ahead, yeah. Do we have to actually shut it down, though?
No.
That was a joke.
Dude,
you freaked out. That was wow. That was wow. Oh, man. That's what's up. All right, go ahead. Let's get it going. Here we go. Song we performed earlier, but we're gonna do it in again, and this time we're gonna do it right. This is one that we just wrote, me, Wootmaster, and Crash D on the beats. Yeah. Yeah. Whoa. Ha. The song comes in with a creep in the air. I'm Woof Mad, so a Crash D here. I've got the story, he's got the gear. We gon' mash him up into something you should fear. He uses reason and I use FL. Two different words which you probably can't tell. Shouldn't matter what you use if you use it well. The sins come from heaven, I'ma take you to hell. This is the story of an evil king. He started off nice, he was good and clean. A hard-working colt, he would never be mean. You can never guess just where his future would lean. But right now, we're heading to the past. Before a nightmare tried to make the night last. Before discord got defeated by a blast. A time when the world was still young and fast. He was a scientist with a coat of gray. He worked in his lab almost every day. He was a unicorn, but his magic was weak. Nobody cared, his outlook was bleak. Even so, his intelligence was fiendish. He invented things, total works of genius. He found out how to store magic and jewels. He could use the power like a car using fuel. He was noticed by a filly, pretty as a dove. Full of adoration, she could only think of love. But he was too busy to think of mares. So she decided she would make him care. She knew how to brew and make concoctions. Dangerous things that turned you noxious. She wanted him bad, so she got a notion. And invented the very first love potion. This is the story of an evil king. He started off nice, he was good and clean. A hard-working coat, he would never be mean. You would never guess where his future would lean. But right now we're gonna head back to the past. Before a nightmare tried to make the night last. Before discord got defeated by a blast. A time when the world was still young and fast. She visited his lab and offered him a drink. He was so busy that he didn't even think about what it was, so he gulped it down. His heart exploded, in her love he drowned. She drunk it too, but she drunk too much. A childish crush became a crippling crutch. Her hair began to rot, holes melted in her legs. Skin like an insect, belly full of eggs. His mind cracked, turned to rock. Thoughts of love and energy, eyes bloodshot. And sticking in love was doomed from the start. The knees broke the mask, so they split apart. He took out his heart and he froze it in stone. He'd rather feel nothing than feel alone. He used his new power to take the throne. The crystal empire grew from his home. This is the story of an evil king. He started off nice, he was good and clean. A hard-working cold, he would never be mean. You can never guess just where his future would lean. But right now we're gonna head to the past. Before a nightmare tried to make the night last. Before discord got defeated by a blast. A time when the world was still young and bad. Crash D on the synthesizer, keeping it real. We'll be right back.
Bam, 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 bam.